Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, he's running against the current governor in the primary. He wants to be the governor of the state of Nevada. Brian Sandoval will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mike Bosma, Robert Eithoven, Ernie Adler, and Anjanette Damon. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When you're wrongfully injured through no fault of your own, life can be tough.
Oasis Legal Finance is the number one choice to provide clients the money they need for bills and living expenses long before their case may settle. Call Oasis now. If you're approved, you could have a check in as little as 24 hours.
The phone call is free. The application is free. And there's no obligation to repay if you lose your case.
Call Oasis now.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Corporations moving to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center require reliable power, fiber optic communication, and clean water sources. And yet, there's another amenity we're very proud of here at TRI, rail service. So far, we've built over 2 miles of railroad track, and another 3.6 is under construction. When companies need to transport freight, we're going to help them move it quickly and efficiently. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to this program after a long time, Brian Sandoval. He's a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, running the primary against the governor. I want to go through a bunch of things and just clear up some questions I've had.
Sure.
Since you announced for racing. You're an assemblyman, head of the Gaming Commission, attorney general. Then you left being attorney general to become a federal judge, which is a lifetime position appointed by Senator Reid and Senator Ensign, or recommended, I should say.
Yes.
So my first question is, lifetime appointment. What part of lifetime didn't happen here?
No, it was a great privilege to serve as a federal judge, and I enjoyed working with my colleagues. I enjoyed the work, but I also, as I was there, I saw that the state was in trouble, and I wanted to do my part. It certainly was a lifetime appointment, but it wasn't indentured servitude.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
But normally, when one takes a position like that, one realizes that, you know, because I don't think too many federal judges, you know, step down in the middle of term. You said you saw that the state was in trouble. While you were as a judge, were you following the issues of the state in any kind of detail? I mean, beyond just reading the newspaper? And the reason I ask is because one of the we've been trying to get you on the program for several months now, and I talked to a senior member of the Republican Party. And they said, well, the Judge Sandoval can't come on the program because right now he's getting up to speed. So once he's up to speed on the issues, then he'll be able to come on. Is that appropriate?
That's absolutely accurate. On the bench, obviously, you know, you're apolitical and you're focused completely on the cases in front of you. And once I left the bench, yes, I spent a tremendous amount of time getting up to speed on the issues.
Now, you said that it was during the time that you were in the judgeship that you thought about running for governor.
Yes.
But isn't it true, according to published reports at least, that two of the top Republican operatives in the state, Pete Urnaut and Greg Ferraro, came to you and asked you to run?
Well, they didn't ask me to run. They asked if I would be interested in the position. And certainly, yes, I talked to them. And Pete Urnaut and Greg are two folks that I've known since college. I worked with Paul Laxalt with them. Pete and I served in the assembly together. So they're folks that I trust and know very well.
Are they running your campaign?
Yes. They're not running my campaign, but they're advising my campaign.
Okay, so do you have a campaign chairman at this point?
Well, Governor Gwynn is serving as was one of the co-campaign chairs on the campaign.
And Pete Urnaut served as his chief of staff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The governor obviously has taken a very strong position throughout his term of no new taxes.
Correct.
You were thought of, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, as a moderate conservative, not somebody who is way out on the right wing of the party. You're going to have a tough job being able to sell yourself to the party base, which for the most part is very happy with Governor Givens and the positions he's taken. How do you respond to that?
Well, at least based on my conversations, I have a tremendous amount of support amongst the party faithful. I've always been considered a fiscal conservative. I've not been one about labels. I'm really proud of my experience and the leadership I've shown throughout my public service career.
One of the things about your public service career that people have thrown at you, and I'm sure you have a good answer for this, is that you've had all these jobs, but you've never actually finished any of them. And so people are saying, well, if you become governor, will you finish a term as governor before you're looking to maybe run for the Senate?
Well, first, it's been a privilege to serve in the positions that I've had, and that's one of the reasons that I'm running for governor, because I have served in all three branches of government. I've served as the chief gaming regulator in the state of Nevada, and I think that's experience that's very important for this job. And the one thing that has remained consistent throughout my public service career is just that, public service. And if I were fortunate enough to be elected governor, absolutely I would serve all 4 years of my term.
Somebody brought up this issue, and I'm kind of curious to get your response, because I think it's a great question, that with your Hispanic background, your parents pushed you forward. They didn't want you speaking Spanish at home. They wanted you to be successful in whatever you try to do. Has that had an influence on the decisions you've made in terms of, you know, carrying the Hispanic banner to show that you can achieve?
Well, I'm proud of my parents. I'm proud of my grandparents. I'm proud of my background. And basically the bottom line for me my entire life is to try and make a difference. And that's why I'm in public service, because I want to do the best that I can do for the people of Nevada and all the people of this state.
All right, let's go back to my question about the governor being extremely conservative, especially when it comes to the tax situation. How do you run to the right of him in the primary, and then don't you have to pivot back to the center in a general?
And being myself, Sam, in this race. And I put together a plan that I felt that was very important in terms of bringing a solution to what's happening with this budget deficit crisis. It's not a matter of running right or left. It's a matter of putting myself forward. My being in this race is not about the governor. It's about me thinking that I'm a good candidate and that I could serve the state as a good governor.
Okay, let's take a break, and then let's deal with some of those positions when we come back. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Brian Sandoval. He's a Republican candidate for governor of the state of Nevada, running against the present governor, Jim Gibbons. You said you've been working on solutions. Let's talk about the solutions.
Sure.
As we not only have a terrible budget crisis here with almost a $1 billion hole, but we'll have a 50% hole going into the next biennium. What are your solutions?
Well, I put together a short-term deficit plan, but I will say this. The last thing that we should do in a struggling economy like this is raise taxes. And I've been on the record that I would oppose a corporate income tax. I don't think that's good for business. I think a lot of other companies that are looking at the state of Nevada to come here, one of the first things they look at is our tax environment. The state of Oregon just increased its personal income tax and its business tax, and there are several companies there that are looking to come here. And one of the reasons they want to do that is because of our tax environment.
Well, one of the questions is, you know, the main thing that people come here for if they're going to move their business here is our education system, and our education system is in dire straits. How do you fix that at the same time if you're not going to look at any revenue sources?
Well, and I agree with you, Sam. This state is hurting, and there's a lot of tough decisions ahead, but I think with regard to education, we should look at it systemically first. I think we should look at the way we deliver education in this state. I think we should give the school districts throughout the state more autonomy. We need to encourage career and technical schools. We need to encourage charter schools. I'm a big believer in school choice and vouchers, and I think that's something that the state of Nevada should try.
Okay, but there's no money. I mean, we're going into this special session, we're gonna be slashing like crazy, and as I said, there's a 50% hole that's coming up. The governor, of course, will craft the basis of the budget. Going into if you were to become elected mm-hmm. governor, would you just start your own budget from scratch? And would you have that in place before even you took office?
Well, that would be a little presumptuous to do that, Sam. I mean, you know the process. Again, the election is November 2nd. The budget is due approximately December 17th. The previous governor would have a budget prepared, and the incoming governor would have the opportunity to review that and make any changes or perhaps start over again. That's something that I would begin on November 3rd.
Okay, but I mean, this is a huge task, and it's something that has to be done in time for the state of the state and then going into the session. So
correct.
You really wouldn't have that much time. Wouldn't you have to do a lot of homework prior to that to have the basis of a budget going in?
Oh, you bet. And again, that's what I feel is one of my strengths, is the experience that I've had in the legislature. I've headed an executive branch agency as the attorney general. I've headed the Gaming Commission. I'm familiar with that. I would bring all that experience, bring it to bear, in terms of preparing the budget. I've already spent a lot of time studying the budget as it is to prepare for this deficit issue that we have now.
Okay, so we have huge deficit now, and as I say, a 50% hole going into the next biennium. How do you fill that? Because the state has already been cut so much. What's left?
Well, and you're looking at approximately 18 months from now in terms of the next biennium. And I've heard this 50% figure that could be a little high right now, but I think you have to prepare for the worst. And again, you take it as it comes. If you do the right things now, I don't think it's going to be 50% then.
What are the right things now?
In terms of reducing the expenditures that the state has.
So what do you cut?
Well, I have a short-term deficit plan right now that looks at reducing pay for state employees and for teachers, reducing benefits.
By what percent?
Privatization.
Hang on, but yeah. By what percent?
4%.
4%?
Yes.
Okay, and then privatization of what, for example?
Well, like some prison functions. The state motor pooler is another thing that we could do.
Now, that's not
a ton of money.
Now, we went down the road with prisons before, and that didn't work out so well. What's different now that you think than we did before?
Well, we privatized the medical services, and that didn't work out well. But I think it's some of the minimum security prisons we could privatize those, and that has been done successfully in other states.
What other things would you do? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but these are minor amounts of money comparison with if we have to cut half of a budget out.
Well, as I wanted this plan, and these aren't minor amounts of money, my plan adds up to between $500 and $600 million. It is a lot of money, but it's a lot of shared responsibility, and it accomplishes the task without raising taxes, without mass layoffs, and without borrowing money.
But you may have a $2 to $3 billion hole, and no federal government to come into the rescue.
Right. No, there will be no stimulus money, and that was part of the problem with how the budget was prepared last time, is that there was money taken from other places. It was a patchwork budget that kind of kicked the can down the road for the next session of the legislature, so it does make the job very, very difficult for the next governor.
The SAGE Commission, do you think all the recommendations of the SAGE Commission should be adopted immediately?
Well, the SAGE Commission, is a bipartisan commission. There are a lot of recommendations there that I think need attention.
And for example?
For example, they talk about reducing benefits with regard to state employees, and that could save a tremendous amount of money.
Okay, when you say reducing benefits for state employees, are you talking current employees, future hires?
Future hires, with regard to PEPs.
Okay, and so they would be...
And current employees as well, yes.
And current employees.
Yes.
So what would they be having to pay, how much for their benefits, for example?
Well, right now, I understand that the state supplements their medical pay by 95%. My plan would call for it to be reduced to 75%.
Okay. When you last ran for AG, you ran a very tough race.
Yes.
And is that what you plan going into this election cycle against the sitting governor?
Well, if you say tough in terms of being aggressive and getting out there and working and meeting with all the different groups, absolutely.
Will it be based upon his service as governor, or would you include his private life in there as well?
No, it will be absolutely on his service as governor.
Okay. Mm. That's where we have to leave it for today. We look forward to you coming back many times before
Thank
the election.
You.
Always a pleasure to
Thank
see you.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
Even the cleanest homes have a dirty secret. Look down here. See all this? As soon as your heater or air conditioner comes on, all this is going to end up right back in the house. And you don't want that.
Recent studies suggest that indoor air pollution is responsible for over half of all illnesses. With a thorough cleaning using the patented Ram Air system, the air you breathe will be free from dust, allergens, and irritants that can cause respiratory problems. Call us today for a quote and start breathing cleaner air tomorrow.
Your Toyota dealers are committed to satisfying their customers, so you should know that right now there are still great values on select Toyotas. Come into your Toyota dealer today and get great deals and low financing on many of your favorite models. Like the best-selling compact pickup in America, the Tacoma, starting at $15,345. Toyota has been rated the best overall brand value 5 years running. So for a great selection and great value, visit your local Toyota dealer today.
This is important news for women who have been injured by the birth control pills Yaz or Yasmin. Reports show these pills have caused heart attacks, strokes, deep vein thrombosis, blood clots, pulmonary embolism, kidney failure, and even death. If you've been injured, call the law offices of Davis and Crump immediately to see if you qualify for a cash settlement and medical expenses. The call is free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call the law offices of Davis and Crump right now. Operators are standing by.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Robert Eidhoven is here, the political consultant with J3 Strategies. And among the many campaigns he runs is Sue Loudon's. We also have Anjanette Damon, political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal, Mike Bosma with the Bosma Group, and Ernie Adler, former state senator. Welcome to all of you.
Good to be here.
Your response to Joe Sandoval?
I think it's good that he's getting out here and getting on your show and answering the questions. He's got to define himself and separate himself from Governor Gibbons. And it's a pretty volatile Republican primary electorate out there. They're a lot more angry in this election cycle than they were in 06 when Gibbons was going through his own primary, where he was taking on a challenge from his right in Bob Beers. This is a different climate.
It's interesting as you look around the country, the incumbents are just dumping out like crazy. But we have this situation here in Nevada where you have a strong right-wing base, a no new taxes base. How difficult is it going to be for Judge Sandoval to be able to get past that in the primary?
Well, I don't know that strong no new taxes base has necessarily been proven. I mean, Governor Gibbons,
in the primary in June.
Well, sure, that's a message that appeals to that, but you also have a pretty fractured base with these different constituencies that are kind of competing for the Republican Party and for kind of control of the establishment. There's really no establishment. I don't know if Robert would disagree with me there. He's still finding his voice, Brian Sandoval is. He's still new on the campaign trail. He spent his early months just focusing on fundraising, getting up to speed on the issues. Now he's going out there and finding his voice. He's talked about vouchers. It's going to be hard to match Governor Gibbons on the no new taxes line, but it'll be interesting to see him find his voice.
The idea that going into the next biennium that we could have a 50% deficit is just stunning.
And that's why I'm really surprised that Judge Sandoval really didn't focus on the solution. I'll give me 30 days and I'll come up with a budget, I think isn't going to resonate. I think whoever's voted in governor is going to have a significant plan, and I think that's going to be almost a referendum. Running on that platform, it's going to be painful at some juncture. It's not just going to be, well, we'll tax somebody else, not me. It's going to be, they're going to have a platform to run on and then enact the platform.
We saw the legislature take over the whole budgetary process in the last session. Doesn't that give even more power to the idea that you've got to have a plan well in advance of the election?
Well, I think so. You wonder whether some of these people took high school math, because, I mean, there is no way that you can solve this problem without redoing the tax system in Nevada. And somebody needs to step forward and say, I've got a plan. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. I mean, they need to just stop with this illusion that you can not raise taxes, that you can cut everything back to below the bare bone and still have a successful state. So I think they need to wake up and fix the problem, not...
I think Robert might disagree.
Well, I mean, if the revenue's not there, it's not there. There is no, everyone talks about this magical tax structure. What is it? California's? New Jersey? New York?
There's several things you could do. You could do a sales tax on services. There's other things that they could go with that would be a fair tax system.
We have a tax structure that provided 20% government growth for about, 10 of the last 12 biennium. I mean, 20% growth in spending. That's what that tax structure provided. And what do? They spend it. So when you grow government by 15% and 17% and 20%, you're going to have a problem when there's a recession. Now, I don't think, obviously relying on tourism is going to hurt us in trying to get out of it, because we need the rest of the country to make money first, so they'll spend it coming here. So I understand that point. But the idea that there's this magical tax structure that works and is recession-proof,
It doesn't exist.
What did you think of Judge Sandoval saying that Governor Gwynn is his campaign chairman when Governor Gwynn raised taxes by such a large amount in the 2003 cycle?
Well, yeah, that's going to be something that will be interesting to see if his opponents really hang on him. It is interesting to note also that Governor Gwynn went out of office still fairly popular. I mean, he took some hits, but he came back, did the rebate, which everybody now is saying, oh, why'd you rebate all that money? We're in this awful hole. But Gwynn came out still fairly popular. He's a likable figure. It depends on how much money, one, that Governor Gibbons and Mike Montanan can raise to really get a message out there that hooks perhaps Brian Sandoval to Kenny Gwynn's tax increase or any of the other policies that might really be anathema to primary voters in the Republican primary.
One of the things about a new tax situation is that couldn't happen fast enough to save us in the next biennium. It would have to be doing something with taxes we currently have, correct?
Yes, but there's some fixes that they can do, some short-term fixes. Some of the recommendations that the SAGE report came out on, I'm really surprised Judge Sandoval didn't hit on that, that just make a lot of sense. You know, there's some things about depreciation for property taxes that are fairly easy fixes that actually spread revenue out evenly and fairly, that I think that's where really they're going to get to as far as from an issue perspective, coming up with those types of platforms, because that's where Governor Gwynn was very, very successful in saying, you know, it's going to be painful, but we're in this together. Let's get consensus and move forward. And he didn't fall on the sword for it.
And you get the last 10 seconds here.
Well, I just think the system needs to be re-examined, and if we don't, we're going to pay a big price in the future.
And that's where we have to leave it. We thank you all. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, Congresswoman Shelley Berkley will have something to say about everything right here. We'll see you then.